Our Friends and Neighbors, the Goldbergs. Brought to you by the makers of the new high-test Oxidol. Say, what do the neighbors think of your washing? Oh, you don't know? They never say? Well, not to you, you mean. But maybe they're talking about your washes, all right, to each other. Because you know as well as I do, they'd never hurt your feelings by telling you right out that your washes look pretty dingy and gray out there in the line. Now, of course, probably that's not the case at all. Why, you've probably the whitest washes in the whole block. But now, just in case you do find your washes aren't up to standard, you want to do something about it, won't you? Well, here's what you do. Switch to high-test Oxidol for the soap you use in your washing machine. Yes, Oxidol, the soap a number of leading washing machine manufacturers are now officially recommending for use in their washers. Big, important washer people like the makers of the famous Apex washers who know home laundry problems from A to Z. Yes, Apex now officially recommends Oxidol and only Oxidol to their customers. Now, Oxidol's white washing power is one reason the Apex people are now recommending Oxidol. They've seen proof, conclusive proof established right in our own big research laboratories, that Oxidol washes white things as much as 9 to 11 shades whiter than many other popular laundry soaps. Yes, as much as 9 to 11 actual tintometer shades whiter. And with safety for washable colors, so they stay amazingly bright and fresh wash after wash. So you see, when you use Oxidol in your washer, you'll never need to wonder what the neighbors think of your wash. You'll know. Yes, because all those sheets and towels, shirts and underwear, and all those handkerchiefs and tablecloths out in the line will be dazzling white, snowy white. But now, washer owners, before trying Oxidol in your own washer, drop in at your nearest Apex washer dealers this week and watch him demonstrate Oxidol at work in one of those new Apex time control washers that just come out. No cost or obligation, but a slick way to check up on Oxidol to see how gloriously white washing it is, how amazingly safe. And now, the Goldbergs. Well, the Goldberg family is at the very door of the Allison house in South Carolina. And, impatiently, they're wondering why their rings aren't immediately answered. For nothing can bring Sammy soon enough into Molly's arms. Although, nothing's more impossible at this very moment. For Sammy Goldberg is gone. He walked out of the Allison house this morning without saying goodbye to anyone but the maid, Carabel. Sammy learned the truth from Leah. The truth about Sylvia. And for Sammy, the truth meant an intense desire to escape from her presence, from that smiling or tearful face which he thought he'd loved so much. And then when the Goldbergs arrived, completing the surprise they planned, Allison discovered that Sammy had left. Allison is frantic. And outside of the house, Rosie's ringing the doorbell while the Goldbergs impatiently want to be let in.
Please, Dad, tell Uncle David we'll get the bags later.
Leave everything.
And leave everything.
Leave the bags.
And there he goes now, Jake.
Rosie, then you didn't get back.
I know. I keep ringing it.
How do I look?
You look beautiful, Ma.
Huh?
Wonderful.
I'm not wrinkled, are
you? No,
sir.
No, no.
My neck and I'm not wrinkled.
No, Ma.
My hair,
Mommy. Yes,
a little
bit, darling.
Let's go to the
here a little bit, huh?
Yes.
Oh,
all right. Rosie, darling, come to tell me, what's Papa doing with the bags now?
What is Papa doing?
I said, yes, darling, so what are you doing with the bags? Tell Uncle David to leave everything. Leave the bags. The lock said everything. I haven't got a lock on the, on mine overnight bag. Everything goes through the house.
Oh, my God.
Now, don't worry about it. Come up the house with the bags. Darling, please, they're ringing the bells. What is Tim doing with the car now?
Where are you taking the car?
Taking it to the garage to let him
already.
Why didn't you give him instructions?
Why?
Mr.
Ring
the bell,
Rosalie,
yeah,
please.
I keep ringing it. Why don't they open, Ray?
Hold yourself in, Molly. Hold yourself in.
Oh, how can I, Greg? How can I, huh?
Isn't this a beautiful house?
Except for I can go in with the wind. Only smaller.
Exactly like going with the wind, the right post in the front. Beautiful. Rosalie, what is that? What is that? It's a magnolia? That's a magnolia tree?
Sure.
Uh-huh. Oh, it's a beautiful ring again, Rosalie.
I
sent the oil in the ANJP. Should have read it a little bit. We must have raked them up out of their sleep. Family's a slow sleeper, Eddie, so he likes to sleep late.
This is a little different from Lattenburg with our few little acres, eh, Molly?
Yeah. How many acres do you need to be happy, Jay? Huh?
You need more than a little patch big enough to hold your house, huh? You need acres and acres.
Well, if I can be happy without them, I can be happier still with them.
You just think.
So why don't they come and open? I spoke to Allison on the phone. He's out.
Maybe the Delta doesn't ring.
Then knock with the knocker.
Then knock with the knocker, Rosalie. Right. You call yourself, so you know where he is.
You think Sammy would be waiting downstairs for us?
Or maybe his breakfast. I don't know. Maybe the bell is out of order. Maybe it don't ring itself. Ring again and knock. Knock with the knocker. Ring again. Maybe they don't give it.
Daddy,
Daddy.
Daddy,
Arabelle, don't stand there like a statue. Go down and open the door.
I can't move, Mr. Allison, but I'll go.
How can I face those people? What am I going to tell them? Sylvia, why didn't you prepare me?
I couldn't. I didn't know. How did I know that my old sister would go so far? She deliberately made up a lie to make Sammy leave me. She tried to hurt you by hurting me. I told you she would, Daddy. I told you she and Ed were thinking of that. Because you wouldn't let them threaten you into giving her what she calls her share. Because you refused to burn Sammy to Ed. Because you refused to let Leah run your life. She spoiled mine. He believed her, Daddy. He believed that I was the one at the bottom of Leah's wanting to divorce her.
Why didn't Sammy come to me? Speak to me. I don't understand. They're here. They're in the house. What am I going to do? What am I going to say? How can I face those people? Why didn't he come to me? Why didn't he say something to me? He knows I was his friend. He was more than a son to me.
He didn't know what he was doing, Daddy. You should have heard him last night. He was confused, upset. He's young. That was my own sister. He had to believe her.
If he had only come to me.
Maybe he went to the store to wait for you there.
How can I get to the telephone? If I walk downstairs, they'll see me. They'll talk to me. I'll have to answer questions.
Call Carabel. She'll call the store.
And how does it look if I don't get down to greet them?
I know it's early. They'll think you're still dressing.
Why did it have to happen this way? Why? Why?
Daddy, darling. Daddy, dear.
They all sit in a front room as happy as can be.
Go down. Close the door between the two rooms and call the store. William must be there already. Ask him if Sammy is there.
Yes, sir.
And be friendly. Act naturally.
Yes, sir.
Why in my whole life have I had pleasure from everything? Everything but my children.
You will have, Daddy, dear. You will have.
Leah will pay for this. That I promise you.
Daddy believes all the lies.
Stop crying. I can't stand it. Where is she so long? How long does it take to pick up a telephone? How long does it...
She just went down. It takes a little time.
If he's not at the store, where else could he be?
Try to fish. Ask Mr. Rowan if he sold Sammy a ticket. You know Sammy.
Oh. So, Carabelle?
William ain't seen him. William ain't seen Sammy.
Didn't see him, huh?
Carabelle, go down and call the railroad station.
I think if I kind of ask Goldberg in the dining room for Corbett, they'll kind of take their minds off.
Miss Sylvia said call the station. Now call the station.
I'll do anything you ask me to do.
Then do it.
Yes, sir.
Daddy, if we find out where he went, I'll go to him.
You spoke to him last night, you say. You quarreled. Why didn't you come to me at once? Why did you wait? The minute you learned that Leah had told Sammy, you should have come to me. I would have gone to Leah with Sammy. I would have faced her and Ed. In front of me, she couldn't have lied.
She would have lied because it was in front of you. You don't know what's happened to Leah, Daddy. She isn't responsible for what she does. All she thinks of is how she can lay her hands on your money. Nothing else matters to her.
What can I say to my friend Jake when he asks, how is my son? Where is he?
Where's Faraday?
No, Miss Sylvia, he didn't see Sammy.
Didn't see him, huh?
Then he must have taken a bus. He must have taken something to get out of this town. Unless he's still in it.
Well, I'll get Sorensen. He'll know what to do. Terrible. Go down and call Mr. Sorensen. Tell him to come right over. It's urgent.
Lord, I got to walk through that room again where they all sit. I can't. With Goldberg, she'd have asked for Sammy 2 times already now. I don't know what to tell her. If she asks me again, I'll lie to break down.
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
She's come all the way from the mouth to see that boy.
I'm going down.
No. Let me get it, darling. I'll go down.
No lie, Sylvia. The truth. I want the truth.
No, get it, darling. No, please. If Sammy isn't back in a few days, then we'll tell him. But no.
A few days? What will I do for a few days? Don't you realize they're here, Sylvia? They're here in our house waiting to see Sammy.
They saw him. They saw him.
We have to find him. We will find him. To come back. Oh, I love him, Daddy. And he loves me. He'll come back. Just say that you sent Sammy on a trip to buy something for the store. We didn't expect him. Daddy, darling, please. We can tell him that. The only one that knows is Caravan. She won't say anything.
Mr. Rocking, please, that woman. I can't face that mother.
If you tell the Goldbergs now, it'll mean the end of everything.
It is the end of everything, anyway.
About the end. It'll mean talking and explaining and explaining.
Please,
it'll mean
telling
about what Sammy has lost. It'll mean every worrying about where Sammy is.
They'll know anyhow.
It'll mean talking to him when he comes back and asking questions. Daddy, darling, Sammy won't come back. He was just so upset and confused he didn't know what he was doing. Daddy, please. Mrs. Goldberg, don't say it's my fault. She didn't want Sammy to marry me in the first place. Daddy, you've got to be smart about this. Or I'll lose Sammy forever.
So while Molly and Jake and Rosie and Uncle David and Seymour sit with joyous impatience in the Allison living room, Sylvia is trying to conceal Sammy's absence from them. Will Allison agree to help Sylvia because of his desire to protect her? And where is Sammy? Now, when you pour Oxidol into your washer, notice how wonderfully free you are from clouds of irritating soap dust. Because remember, every ounce of Oxidol is especially processed to prevent excess soap dust. No need to worry about sneezing your head off. No, ma'am. Not with Oxidol. And when you consider how gorgeously white Oxidol washes clothes to boot, yes, and how safely. Well, do you wonder those big important washer makers like Apex now officially recommend Oxidol for use in their famous washes? Which reminds me, washer owners, whatever you do, don't fail to visit your nearest Apex dealer today. Let him demonstrate Oxidol for you in that great new Apex time control washer he's just been producing. No cost or obligation, no indeed, but an absolute revelation in the whiteness and safety you can count on with Oxidol. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. The Goldbergs get a little curious. This is James Fleming saying goodbye from the makers of High Test Oxidol.